Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Two brave students notice school bus driver having medical emergency and jump into action. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In the midst of their school bus driver having a medical emergency, brave students Connor Doss and Kane Daughtry came to the rescue. And these amazing young men are restoring faith in the next generation. A typical bus ride to school took a terrifying turn when the school bus driver started having a medical emergency. I come in the aisle and look down. Miss Julie's face is bright red and shaking, recalled one of the middle school students on the bus, Connor Doss. Thankfully, as Miss Julie realized something was wrong, she managed to safely pull over to the side of the road. That's when Connor Doss and Kane Daughtry jumped into action to see how they could help. As she shook uncontrollably, it became clear to the students that their bus driver was having a medical emergency. And since she was the only adult on the bus, it would be up to the middle schoolers to take control of the situation. Two brave students, Connor Doss and Kane Daughtry, were the ones to jump into action. Kane rushed to the front of the bus and picked up the dispatch radio. I said, "Somebody help. Our bus driver feels really dizzy," he recalls. After contacting the authorities, the dispatcher helped walk Kane through how to set the parking brake and turn on the hazards. Meanwhile, Connor worked on keeping the rest of the students calm. "Some were crying, some were screaming, and some were just panicking," he said. Then Connor and Kane did what they could to help the bus driver having a medical emergency. "We know she has diabetes, so we thought maybe it was an attack. We got her to drink Diet Coke, eat cookies, and all of that," Kane explained. In the midst of the bus driver having a medical emergency, the boys also waved their arms out the window at passing cars. A vehicle finally pulled over and the driver, a pastor, boarded the bus. The pastor helped keep the students calm and encouraged everyone to pray. And that's when Connor Doss and Kane Daughtry knew things were going to be okay. "That was a moment of relief, I think, for Miss Julie and for us to know God was on our side," Kane recalls. Indeed, God was in control and clearly working through these two young men. Thanks to their help and swift action, the bus driver received prompt medical attention and was recovering at home. The principal at East Paulding Middle School expressed how incredibly proud he was of Connor Doss and Kane Daughtry. Their courageous actions helped avoid a potential dangerous situation, and they set a wonderful example for their peers. "The care, respect, and love they showed for Miss Julie has been incredible," Principal Tom Alverson said. And while the community and school board have recognized Connor's and Kane's bravery, the humble young men are quick to dismiss all the praise. "I'm not a hero," Kane said. "All I did was react. All Connor did was react. We just helped our bus driver out. Anybody else would have done it. It's just we were the first ones to do it." Thank God for putting these brave young men on that bus. And what awesome students to step up and answer God's call in the midst of such a scary situation. "And though the Lord will give you the bread of trouble and water of grief, you will no longer put your teacher on one side, but you will see your teacher. And at your back, when you are turning to the right hand or to the left, a voice will be sounding in your ears saying, 'This is the way in which you are to go.'" Isaiah 30, 20-21. Alan Jackson's daughter Maddie tragically lost her husband but found hope in God. Written by Haley Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Alan Jackson's daughter Maddie lost her husband, but she found new hope in God in this inspiring story. Alan Jackson's daughter Maddie Jackson Selectman was Southern Bride's cover bride for their summer fall 2018 issue. In fact, the magazine featured beautiful Maddie and her October 2017 nuptials at the family's breathtaking estate with a three-part series. Sadly, though, Maddie's greatest heartbreak occurred mere months after the magazine published the story of her sweetest day. Maddie married Davidson County's Assistant District Attorney Ben Selectman after a courtship that started slowly. Maddie shared the couple's start with Southern Bride. He pursued me until I finally saw the handsome, outgoing, godly guy I needed. It was another glorious day for Maddie and Ben, still newlyweds, as they celebrated the Labor Day holiday with family and friends on Dad Alan Jackson's boat in Florida. In an instant, though, Maddie and Ben's lives changed forever. As Ben helped a woman onto a boat, he slipped and fell on the wet dock and hit his head. It was a long fall, but initially, Maddie thought Ben would be okay. He was conscious and getting up. But what might have been just a simple concussion soon turned far more serious. Ben was taken to the emergency room after a couple of off-duty EMTs suggested he be seen. Once in the hospital, Maddie was told that swelling in Ben's brain may make surgery necessary. Ben was confused and in pain, but awake at first. However, things got much worse very quickly. Ben underwent surgeries, and he was placed into a medically induced coma to prevent further damage or decline. After 11 days, the doctors and family decided to wake Ben up. Alan Jackson's daughter Maddie had prepared herself for a long haul of therapy, but she still held hope for a future with her husband. In the minutes after waking Ben, a blood clot in his brain caused strokes and irreparable brain damage. It was less than a day later when godly and gentlemanly Ben Selectman died, leaving Maddie a widow at just 28 years old. In the years since Ben's death, Maddie has struggled with the questions that loss and grief bring. She asked herself why, if God can do anything, would he have allowed such a thing to happen? She wondered what her future will be when she had so many plans already that now are not to be, and she found even communicating thoughts and feelings with friends and loved ones challenging. Maddie understands that this world is a sinful place because she is the founder of Nash Sheville, a nonprofit organization that assists orphans, widows, and victims of human trafficking. Ironically, Maddie started Nash Sheville just 2 months before Ben died. In an effort to address those questions in a candid and hopeful way, Alan Jackson's daughter Maddie wrote her story. Her new memoir, Lemons on Friday, is her way of doing something good with the bad that's happened in her life. My greatest hope is that people just see my story for what it is. This book is just a vehicle to show that you can hurt honestly with God, but there is a way to not let that hurt overcome you because of the hope of who He is. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew He was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome. More than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting. And He's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.